Yeah, Ragged Edge Radio broadcast, Russ Dizdar here. Glad you're with us today on a Wednesday night. May God engage you. He's got plans for you. You ever read Jeremiah 29:11? And it is the world, the flesh, and the devil that always wants to disrupt that. There's people that don't want you to succeed. Obviously, your enemy, the devil. But there's victory. We know that. We know that very well. Ragged Edge. Today, radio with Russ Dizdar. So you can take a look at some of the training courses, main website, shatterthedarkness.net. So you can go there and check all that out and see the main website. And when you look there, you're going to see, there's hundreds and hundreds of training audios. I want you to hear me really quickly here tonight. Is we have we're in the process of changing all of our websites to an entire new hosting company. So there's a couple of pages in Prophecy Prepared. A few things are not transferred yet or up yet. So give us a few more days to do all of that, and we should be able to not only have all of it over there and let you know that, but we'll be able to upload quicker, and we have website content being worked on to be more simplified and tech-oriented, especially if you just use your phone. So we have a lot of the good things coming in that way. Don't forget, we've just added, by God's grace, your kindness and your support, too, the other 9 radio, low frequency or low AM stations, but syndication. We're going to move forward with all that God gives us. And there's going to be a day in which we're speaking to a million a day. But let me tell you this very clearly again. I want you to know the heart and the reality of this. One individual, you, is what matters in God's sight. Jesus died for the sum total of humanity. God so loved the entire world that he gave his only begotten son. There's no question about that. We have no question whatsoever about all of that. The issue is we want to reach everyone. And we want to, right here, the goal is to influence, as you know, 10 million. And to become what? Again, if you had a 10 million member church, but 95% couldn't do things, win souls, answer to prayer, healing, deliverance, all those things, giftings. That is a caricature of all that God designed. That salvation is so big and so good and so great, we're called on never to neglect so great a salvation. And then also when it comes down to what God has put in you, what God is going to work through you. I'm right now doing a backdrop study of the Russians and the Chinese and others. When it comes to psi warfare, the synthetic telepathy, and all that's going to be put into the concept of super soldiering, and one thing that most of the books on a secular level are not touching on, is that dark side power. And so today, if you want to go to shatterthedarkness.net, get the notes again. I will go over page 14 today. Be aggressive and dig. Now, I want to reignite some flame under this, but I want to give you 2 places in Scripture to go. There's enough room on that page to write on, so you can write on there. You can go to 2 Kings 3 and also Revelation 12. We're going to see with basically, what is that, 2,500 year difference? It may be 500, 600 years difference from the writing times. But we're talking going all the way back to 2 Kings and the weaponization of dark powers on a military basis. And then we're going to go forward, Book of Revelation 12, to a broader thing. This information, Elon Musk can't give it to you. Bezos can't give it to you. MIT can't give it to you. The TED conferences can't give this to you. They just can't. And so the intel agencies can't. The presence behind everything. What if there could be influence in the minds of weapons development people or military individuals and or political leaders and dictators and others around the world? What if there is the ability to influence minds and lead them into decisions, bad decisions, by the way? And so synthetic telepathy, if you understand voice to skull, if you understand influence, that is a big, massive study. Even DARPA's into all that. Synthetic telepathy is one thing. The ability for a soldier to wear a helmet and be able to project his thoughts and drive or guide a drone. The ability to have voice, you know, communication received and or sent is a big issue in the military worlds of psi warfare, psi projects. And yet that's only the kind of sanitized version of it. When it comes down to that New World Order system, go beneath the surface of the deep. Go beneath that table and look underneath. And God gives massive insight. And let's call that biblical prophecy intel. Infallible, and it's indestructible. It's it's not going to change. So the largest super soldiering, the largest military system in human history is yet to surface. And the powers would be not just the control, the mark of the beast and the image and all that. You're talking the alteration of a human being. Can you splice into DNA? Can you splice in demonic non-human presence, non-human enhancement? That's what super soldiering is all about anyway, right? Whether the Nazis and meth and drugs, whether there's drugs that can do it, whether there's exoskeleton suits, whether there's helmets with synthetic telepathy, or whether there is, think in terms of the demonic power. Anybody that has ever dealt with deliverance, you know, if you've dealt with deliverance and you've seen with your own eyes, you've felt with your own discernment and perception, and you've heard with your own ears, a demon manifesting through another human being. If you've ever had that happen, you know what that's all about. You know the reality of that. You're impacted by that. Many people are very scared at first by that. It's bizarre to have a non-human presence possessing, taking over, and manifesting through, coming through, looking through the eyes. This is the classic biblical unveiling of this is Mark 5. There's other places in the book of Acts, of course. But Mark 5 is the big one. And so Mark 5 has a number of things to think about. And you've heard me say, there are more possessed people in the world today than ever in collective history. You can go way back when there's millions of people on the planet. And you go back to the Hittites and the Moabites and the Baals and all the rest of that, Moloch. You're going to find not only the massive demonization, if not even Nephilim hybridism, the Babylonian, the rituals, Nimrod's rituals and all the rest, you're going to find all of that. You're going to find entire tribes and nations demonized, embracing demon gods. Not only are they sacrificing the babies and cannibalizing humans, and they're glorying in it, as the Aztecs did, and as the old Mayans at Chichen Itza did when Quetzalcoatl was there. So we know that that's all part of the reality. Do have I'm just looking at the screen today, just give you the reality of an interruption here just quickly, but it all looks fine now and we're moving forward. But I'm wanting you to hear today concerning that if you've ever seen this, there's all kinds. I mean, we were going to talk about this at the conference last weekend. Let me say again today that Russ Dizdar, I am doing very fine, very good. I will take the other tests that the hospital want me to and get cleared on everything else, but I want you to know, by God's grace and mercy, your prayer. I'm going to tell you about yesterday, especially in the morning and especially Friday. I know the call went out for prayer. I just want to inject this. I don't know if you ever felt the and all of a sudden became aware that many people are praying for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And as you helped us by your prayers, that's not only a statement in Scripture, that's a reality, that's an experience. What I mean by that is, as hundreds or more, I heard that information was put on Facebook, people put out prayer things, all kinds of stuff. I am grateful for the great love that so many of you have, and so many of you here in this broadcast, I mean worldwide, and the notes that came in. I'm humbled. I mean, I just overwhelmed by that love, of course. But I'm going to say this. I felt the presence of God in this overwhelming, a peace that transcends understanding. A peace and presence and strength and help and nearness of Jesus. And I recognized on Monday specifically in the evening and Tuesday morning, this is the result of many people praying. And God just brought it to my mind. This is the result. It took me back to the story of the massive revival outbreak in England with Dwight L. Moody. And he was on vacation. They talked him into preaching. He preached. Hundreds were getting saved. Turned into a massive movement of God. Many got saved. Power of God everywhere. And they all came up to him, talking to him about, you know, they wanted to applaud him and all that kind of stuff. He said, no. Take me to the person that had been praying. Take me to the one that's been praying. This is a true story. They took him to an invalid girl in a bed. She's bedridden. She had cut out a picture of Dwight L. Moody in a magazine or whatever. And in that bed, she prayed and prayed that God would bring the great evangelist, Dwight L. Moody, bring him to England and bring him here to start revival, bring him here to save people, bring him here to do what he does. She was pouring out the prayers. That's why I'm going to tell you again, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. It's all real. That is all real. When you pray, I believe this, power goes out. When we pray like Acts chapter 4, and they had the right imagery, God, stretch out your hand, heal people, do signs and wonders in the name of and to the glory of, that's the idea, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that was, and then you see what occurred right in the sanctuary. You know why most sanctuaries on Sunday, there's nothing happening? Nobody's seeking that. You can't do that with 11 seconds of generalized prayer. You come in faith, you'll be rewarded. Isn't that not true? Hebrews 11:6. Is that not true? You cling to that. Don't wait on anybody. Stand up and believe God. Watch him work in your life. That's part of what this broadcast today is all about. On page 14 in those notes, you can get the notes, shatterthedarkness.net, PDF live notes, or the raggededgeradio.com, and I want you to go down there. Now, here's what I'm going to do. You got to know this, and I'll tell you more of this tomorrow, too. We're going to add probably 8-9 pages to this PDF file. You'll see me do an outline concerning the use of drugs, specifically mushroom, in the concept of accelerating the process of clairvoyance, telekinesis, all the other enhancements. In other words, drugs and dark powers, there's an enhancement. Now, I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or Friday on that, but I just wanted you to know, keep these notes. You might have downloaded already, but I will add to this as an appendix at the very end because I have a lot of other things on there. So after you get to page 19, there'll probably be another, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 pages as the appendix pages as we go through the end of this week and all of next week, and just keep right on going. Now, as before we touch on those 8 points again, just to emphasize, I know that anybody who's ever dealt with demons speaking through, yes, they can talk. Yes, they can try to yell at you, mock Jesus. I mean, the vulgarities that come. You got to understand how dirty, unclean, porneus pneumonikai, the unclean spirits. that possess people. The one called Legion, meaning connected to many in Mark 5 inside that man. Now notice the man, he's subjugated, he's completely out of control, totally maxed out in possession. He's naked. He's cutting himself in the concept of bloodletting. Some cut themselves to focus their pain on the cutting so that they can dissociate from the pain of their life. That's another thing, but I think also the dark side loves that. There's an answer, Jesus and his healing and his love and his peace to be brought into your life, and answers. Now, when it comes to bloodletting and just being using a body over and over and over like that, so if you look at Mark 5 and see the truly diamondozoid in the sense of absolute possession, utter possession. And this utter possession demonstrates that the entity, there's a primary one speaking, but they're inseparably connected. And there's usually the idea of a ruling, one that speaks above all of them. But you have, my name is Legion, for we are many. The answer, there's name. And I'm going to say this, until they all have names and all have functions. And there's different types of them, like species of them, but they're all the same in their nature. In getting into a human being. And it's very important that we understand that every one of the SRAs worldwide not only are demonized before, you know, in the aspects of coordinating a satanic synchronization of conception, breeding. Their goal, I want to deal with this again maybe tomorrow. Maybe this will be tomorrow on the DNA issues. Their goal is to alter DNA. You got to understand the God-Man project of the Nazis. Modern-day SRA, at the core of this, from the dark side, was to alter DNA, to backbreed, to cause a reappearance of Nephilim. And there's so many that are not going to understand that, but you got to be biblical. You got to go back to Genesis 6, Numbers 13. You got to go through the biblical. You can go to all the other extra-biblical stuff, and you can look at the more than ever in all of history, in the last 15 years, more books written on hybridism, Nephilim, the giants, and so forth. And I'm glad for that, because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. And I believe he's directly referring to Genesis 6. It wasn't just that evil. Evil is inseparably Satan and sin in, operative get together. Take a look at Ephesians 2. Satan, the prince of the power of the air, he's the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, the lost hearts. So he's operative, but he's but look at the context and the sin issue. So he's the one that knows all about this and leads humanity into it, and a sin nature, a sarx, a sin code comes in. Our DNA, all were corrupted, and of course that dark presence. So you have this dark presence inside of you until Jesus comes and brings forgiveness and snaps the power, breaks the power of the sin nature. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8. And that's the big chapter to study on this. Now, as we look at that, look at the man in Mark 5. Here he is, completely naked. He's most likely Jewish, and living there in the tombs. They're not even supposed to be in the graveyard. And he's living there. Everything about his life is a blasphemy. Everything about his life is possessed and taken over. It's gory. It's, you know, he's howling, he's yelling, he's screaming, he's subjugated. But from a distance, as Jesus begins to arrive, the presence within him knows immediately from a distance the King of Glory has stepped onto their shores. Do you understand the power of this? You can read it in James later on. The entire demonic fallen angel world tremble. They shudder at the name Jesus. They all know who he is. They all know what he's about. They all know about the coming judgment. They all know about the abyss. They all know, that's what the demon, you know, possessed individual, the demon is operative, running and falls down and bows down and crying out, if you come to torture, if, you know, are you here to, you know, the judgment ultimately. And here's Jesus standing before a human being, still alive, but utterly, completely taken over. Now, it's very possible on a global scale there is people that are possessed, and as I am speaking right now, Jesus, his name, his presence there, will call. I've had people write to me and say, the demon inside made me hang up. The demon inside had me shut things off. The demon inside threw me down. We pray an extraordinary miracle of deliverance for any and all listening to this live or later. In Jesus' name, may God's hand be there. May the living Jesus be there. To destroy the works of Satan, we command every demonic presence and power be completely bound and expelled, and may you be just gloriously delivered in Jesus' name. Turn to him, call on him, and you call on him for salvation. Listen, to be delivered from demons but not get saved only would open you to more demons and destruction. How dumb to realize how real demons are. Now, the masqueraded side, military does not know. The Nazis did not know. And this is important. I'm going to express myself on this. I've got to scream this out. This issue out, because dark side presence communicating to the occultists and those engaging, guiding them to the rituals and everything else, the Hall of the Dead, the summoning. They called non-human presence, guiding them in military. They wanted military success, of course, and conquest. Guiding, this is what I'm talking about, guiding the minds. Do you understand Hitler's mind was guided by non-human presence? Do you understand that Himmler, and even Himmler acknowledging, even Willigut, the sorcerer, and all those, Eckhart, and all the rest of them around, Swabordendorf, Lebensfeld, all of them around, and then more. I mean, just, you know, get Dusty Skylar's book, The Nazis and the Occult. You can get a used copy. I bought up 25 used copies and give them out. I don't know Dusty. But I do know that one of the first books on the examining of the Nazis goes into their engagement with the cult. It's not just a cult. It's engaging non-human presence as any military system that is engaged, quote-unquote, psi warrior or psi properties or paranormal or parahuman enhancements. It's exactly what occurred with remote viewing at Stargate. And so I give warning to the military guys and girls and leaders and so forth around the world. And that's the Russians. The Chinese, they don't care. They're going to gobble this up. That's why they're building many, many to engage in the Psy Warrior projects. And they're going to try to couple technology and entities, as we may see in the image of the beast that is built. Could it be an Arlek? Could it be an AI? Could it be that built, and the false prophet breathes a spirit, a powerful demonic presence into the thing that's built, and it becomes alive. It speaks. That's another story, when technology and spirits, and by the way, I am convinced Nikolai Tesla acknowledged non-human presence communicating to him, guiding him, inspiring him in the area of technologies. Now, I've tried to say this out over the years when it comes down to the ramifications of Armageddon, when we back up, because it doesn't occur overnight. I'm saying in my research, the last 80 years is the last of the last of what they're doing. And so you go back to the 30s and all the massive outburst, outbreak and pouring out of the occult, and the kind of the foundations of even the New Age stuff. The Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey, written by a fallen entity inside her. So you're reading Didache de Manoi. You're reading their stuff. You better do it carefully and prayerfully and rebuke everything around it. Because it has, it's charged literature. Charged writings. Didache, teaching. De Manoi, of course, of a demon. 1 Timothy 4. So in all of that, you have this man in Mark 5. I'm coming back to that again. He has supernatural. He's out of control, but he has supernatural strength. They tried to bind him with chains. And the suprahuman presence inside of him, possessing him, was able to break it all. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, when it came to our teams over, again, 40 years, doesn't matter how many years, the satanic super soldier concept is that the greatest power of the super soldier, the satanic chosen one, will be in the demonic enhancement. There's two things they wanted. They wanted to alter the conception with the idea of, as they're back breeding, to get back to the pure blood of the Nephilim, the pure DNA of the Nephilim, the God-men, small g, of the occult aversion, the occult version, dark side version of the Aryan. And you can't dispute that on a historical level. Is that, you could say, you know, that's mumbo-jumbo, you don't believe in all that, but they did. That's what motivated them. That's forensic psychology. That's criminalistics. That goes to the motive of Himmler, Hitler, and Eckhart, and all the rest of them. That's why they did that. Why did they burn the millions in the ovens? Demonic doctrine. Didache de Manoi was embraced. When you embrace the doctrine of the demons, you will receive, you will open the doors wide for the demons that gave it. And just they'll flood in. And so Nazi ideology was nothing less than Didache de Manoi revealed. Doctrines of demons unveiled and embraced, and the spirits that came with it then begin to guide. And so Nazi ideology, sheer charged political ideology, and look what it did. Look at the destruction. It's always that way. It's the Akaldama. It's the Judas principle. You let the devil in, he'll use you, and then he will discard you into utterly being annihilated, destroyed, and rotting in the rocks like Judas. You ever read it? Akaldama? Acts chapter 1. It's important for all the SRA leaders, all the elites, and again, we need to call, right now, if we can influence 500,000 believers, massive. I don't know why we don't. I mean, I sit here boggled that the church is not massive in its. If you don't believe, you're not going to do it anyway. You know, that's a principle in growing spiritually. You're only going to do what you believe. Now, if you believe God gives power in you, and you got to think in terms of the enhancement that God gives. If I compare the enhancement God gives to the believer in Jesus, to all the dark side powers, of course, the superiority of the source is a infinite. I mean, you're just, that's why we're told greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. That's why 1 John 4 assumes the believer is going to be able to recognize. You're going to be able to know because the Spirit of God dwells in you and the Word of God dwells. Hey, listen, the more the Word of God dwells in you and the more the Spirit of God is operative in you and you're aware of that, the more you're going to perceive and discern things quickly. And you look at 1 John 4, you should know the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of Christ, of truth, the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of Christ. Two non-human, in a sense, supra-human presence and power that's operative in the world. God is here to save us. God is here to come with his love and forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. There's a counterfeit. And the sad thing is, The bulk, I mean, there's no question that militaries, in my mindset, even with Operation Paperclip, you know, all of that that was taken in from the Germans, you allowed the dark presence to come into that. A massive infiltration of U.S. military. That's why there's a lot of SRA, there's a lot of satanic chosen ones within the system and within society. And even the goal of this, 1947, G.H. Esterbrook's, the book Hypnosis, chapter on weaponization. They weaponized the process with the goal of creating multiple personalities, with the goal of programming personalities to be assassins, infiltrators, sowers of disinformation, etc. And then I believe what G.H. Esterbrook did was reiterate the dark side's agenda. He said, we need to create many of these super soldiers and put them in every department of U.S. military and have a fifth column, a hidden army down the road that we can call on. That's exactly Hell's Kitchen's plot in the development of the troops of Antichrist. That's exactly what Himmler is wanting in the Godman process of having hybrid-oriented, supra, meaning way beyond the regular normal soldier, super soldiers. He wanted, by the inspiration of the dark side, he wanted 200 million. By that, they believe they can not only take over the world, conquer the world, but to maintain and rule it. So the principles that they were being guided in, though they lost the physical war, went down below the surface of the table again and just went worldwide, which it had to do. As biblical prophecy lays out the dark side's plot, it has to be. That's why the development of satanic super soldiers has gone off in the 50s to every continent of the world. That's why it's a mix between developing it in the militaries that exist and then the millions and millions and millions outside the military systems. But the ultimate Hell's Kitchen's goal was augmented humanity, if not hybrid humanity. At the very least, augmented humanity, taking the structure of the personality of a human being, subjugating it into a complete, compatible, programmed, controlled, and used individual, and then demonic power to make them stronger, faster, darker, without conscience, servants of the fallen cherub himself. And that's the big thing. That's what we're going to continue to scream out everywhere, because if you have 150 million, five generations from the late 40s, and literally it starts in the 30s with Lebensborn. It's exactly what it was. Now, having said all that, dark powers will give the greatest super strength, non-human ability. Some talk about the Cyclopean eye. Now, I've mentioned to you, you can go to the biblical side of this. Go to Ephesians 1. Paul prays that God would grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that we might know him better. Praise God. Epigenosis, to know Jesus experientially deeper, better and better. And that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened. What is the eyes of your heart? That's the you're hardwired. You have hardwiring in you, perception, discernment, comprehension, the ability to interact, all that. You're as a human being, you're built with that. And being lost, God's not in the picture, and you're dead to God, and the dark side is, you know, it's everything's darkened. But being born again, the dark side is broken. There's forgiveness, washing, cleansing. Titus 3, there's a rebirth, a new birth, and a regeneration, and a renewal, a washing, cleansing, and a renewal. By the Spirit of God being poured out inside, and so that when that very structure, the hardwiring of what we are, is lit up by the Spirit of God, we're able to comprehend the Word of God, the person of God, the presence of God, discern, experience God, know God, enjoy God, praise God, the reality, and so forth. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're a child of God, Romans 8. And so the prayer is the eyes of your heart, the depths of inside of you that's able to perceive and discern and experience and comprehend and feel, that that would be lit up, brightened by the Spirit of God, obviously. That we know the inheritance, that's tremendous. But what about that same hardwiring? What about the eyes of the heart being grabbed on to, and or that very circuitry of you on the inside is lit up, is not lit up, but what they call the black flame, demons empowering that. What about when demons come to use the same surface? It's like, think in terms of a a land, like an airstrip. You can land Red Cross planes. You can land, you know, if you're the country that's a good country and you're landing your war planes. But that landing pad, you can also land the enemy. You can also land evil planes. That's the idea of the inside of your heart. The inside of your heart can be can have non-human enhancement by dark presence and powers. Depending on the rights, depending on the willingness, depending on the access, depending on what's embraced. If a person embraces demon doctrines of demons, if they're embracing occult practices, and eventually the voices and the... Well, so we ask the question, Mark 5, how did that guy get so totally, absolutely possessed? Now, he's completely controlled. And I believe out of all the years of deliverance, they don't always want to just come in and kill a person. They want to use a person. They use a person as a door. They'll use a person to bring others in. One demon gets in, they want to bring seven more. They want to bring many more. In the satanic ritual abuse worldwide, all those individuals, they all have more than one demon. There's a structure of demons on the inside. Many demons, and they're operative within the system that Darkseid has guided to split up human personality, use the hardwiring for their purposes, subjugating a human being, but then by non-human, supra-human presence and power, enhance them. Satanic super soldiers, when they are triggered and the personality with the high level programming is up and demonic manifestation is manifest in that programming, they are faster, they are stronger. Like in Mark 5, can they break chains? Can they jump higher? Are they quicker? And let me also say this. There is no... The whole issue of the dark side, the satanic purification of the blood, in that sense, there's like nothing but dark conscience. It's like the conscience is so seared and so broken over to and yielded over and so bent into that satanic programming. The demon operative... It's almost like there's nothing there within them to resist. That's part of the technology of all this, of Hell's Kitchen, of the evil, of taking humans. That's why believers need to recognize, know this. That's why I'm putting out quite a few of these extra. We've got a lot of information out. And on these pages, these 19 pages, a lot of information. So we said this back in the 80s and 90s, but we're going to say it again. Churches have been infiltrated. Ministries have been infiltrated. Big, you know, all across the board. They've sent intact super soldiers, satanic super soldiers. Well, they're located everywhere. And it's all for a purpose. And it culminates in the culmination, well, the release of the Antichrist, white horse. The immediate release, or his probably a edict or a call, a triggering on a global scale of all those that are still intact, all those that are still wired up to that side. Can you, again, imagine on a global scale, you know, hundreds of thousands of highly programmed, altered, and supernaturally enhanced. And all they knew to do is to kill and slaughter and shoot and stab and bomb and the chaos. So we've been given the insight. 99.9% of all Christians in 12 years that I've been asking in conferences, and I asked this last weekend, Friday night, again, almost 100% of the people did not know. Christians didn't know what the Red Horse is all about. Savadzo, look up the Greek word savadzo. Used in ritualistic, the idea of animals, blood butchering in a sacrificial sense even. So it's all about that, and it's all about the elimination, it's all about the slaughter, and then of course when that starts, then the next wave, the black horse, the entire global collapse of economy, food chain, what's that going to cause? Then the pale green horse, then you're talking the extreme. You're talking the global consciousness and fears of human extinction, environmental extinction. Yet, and again, the words of Jesus, if those days were not shortened, the question would be, would any flesh be left? That's an indictment on the dark side, what they are, all of they do. Look at Judas. Look at the human race. Look at all the things going on right now. The authors of chaos just inspire hatred, just inspire racism, race baiting, just divide all the races, just get them clamoring and burning and looting and shooting and hating. And Satan and demons can live in that and bring frenzy in that and drive that and push that. And the dead will continue to be mounted and the hatred and division and chaos, it continues to grow. The days of sorrow. The days of sorrow, turbulence, it creates societal pain, societal angst and fear and pain and sorrow. And Jesus said that's not the end. That's only the beginning. That's only to, you know what it does? It kind of gives warning to the world. Something so dark, something so beyond fallen humanity's ability to control is now surfacing in the end of history. What are you going to do about that? Is there a human savior? Well, that's what the whole agenda of the Antichrist, to come to play the game. He'll cause all the trouble. He'll cause all the death. He'll cause all the fear. He'll cause all the hellishness. And then what does he do? He wants to arrive as the savior of the day, only to bring the greatest destruction of humanity in the totality of collective history, only to bring the greatest destruction on the environment in all of human history. That's what they are. That's what that side is. Don't you Satanists know that? Don't those underworld individuals know that? Every SRA that's trying to get out knows that. They're all about destruction, all about trauma, all about blood and guts, all about users. And the problem is all the elitists and all those that are doing the using have, they're so blinded by their own elitism, they don't realize they're just nothing but fodder. They're just nothing but being used. That's why by God's providence, the call goes out today that if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Jesus summons you, come out of that darkness. And we pray extraordinary power and presence of God to bring you out and to save you, deliver you, and listen, then coming out, expose that under hellish world and help fight to rescue the rest. Everyone coming out and being delivered, be grateful, but then come and help fight. In this context, page 14, as our notes I keep moving, I want you to hear this. In these days, in this series that I'm doing, I just want you to know that be ready, and we're, that's part of the armor of God, the preparedness, the readiness that comes from the gospel of truth. As you embrace truth and righteousness and then the gospel of peace, Romans 5, we have peace with God now. We've been justified just as if we've never sinned. We now have the Spirit of God inside. Being ready means be filled with the Word of God, be filled with the Spirit of God. Know that you have the armor of God on, that you embrace the gospel completely, that you stand with peace with God, and that you have the peace of God, and that you're ready to serve Jesus. The preparedness, the readiness to serve, to win a soul to Jesus, to share with others. The truth is, and for believers, this would be so selfish. Just to be saved, knowing how wonderful, knowing how great, and letting everybody else go to hell. That was the first thing when I got saved. I went after my family. I got cussed out and exiled, and you know, I just kept going after them. I loved them so much more. I never loved them so. I apologized to all the things I did before I got saved, but I wanted all of them saved. And that's part of it. To have the peace with God, Romans 5, peace of God. You can even read in Philippians about presenting your, be anxious for nothing, present all your requests and prayers and thanksgiving to the Lord, and the peace of God will transcend, supersede your understanding, and that presence, Holy Spirit presence, will guard your heart and mind. That peace will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. It's wonderful. Mark down Romans 15:13. Look at the whole process there. The God of hope, indestructible hope, may he fill you with all joy and peace. That's what he wants. As you trust in him so that you can overflow with this indestructible hope by the power of the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. So when I talk about believers being enhanced, the armor of God, the authority, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the living, inseparable, never, listen, the presence of Jesus. I am with you always to the end. When he lives in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Did you know that he never left you? Yeah, your circumstances, the devils, the demons, they're all going to scream, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone. You don't feel... No, it's based on truth. If you believe truth, you're going to feel him. You always believe what the Word says and the experience. When God says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you, I live in that confidence. I live in that security. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I just stop for a moment, acknowledge. I look at John's Gospel 17. Jesus said that I myself would live in them. He's lived in me for 46 years. Today is the joy of the Lord is him. He is the Lord Jesus. That's the centrality of it all. But brothers and sisters in Christ worldwide, all of you in Latvia and Rome and all of you in Scandinavia and all of you in Australia, all of our friends everywhere, those of you in China and Hong Kong and the Philippines and Canada, and I just mentioned South Africa and North, you know, Venezuela, our dear friends, and Mexico, our dear friend. So many of you, I just want you to know, brothers and sisters in Jesus, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 is true. The personal nature of this salvation is utterly true. God, no one has ever loved you more. No one could save you like this. And nobody's ever wanted you more. And Roman or John 14, Jesus' words, look at God's words, Jesus' words to you. He's coming for you. The reason for the return ultimately, yeah, it's going to end radically. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to end all the old order. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth. And if you read Romans 8 correctly, you're going to see that the sentient creation knows this, and they have hope. It, creation, has hope in the return of Jesus. So as we come back to this page, 14 in the notes, learn. Even as you're doing this today, somebody wrote me yesterday, and I haven't responded to it. It says, tell me what books you recommend. So I'm going to send a note back to say, in what category? You know, theology, and I can recommend 100. I got thousands all around me. I can only say that I know that God pushed me on this when I got saved. I barely graduated high school, 1.7, right? I didn't care. I was just a partier, a stupid hedonist, and caught up in all the stuff and almost died in the midst of it. Jesus rescued me and saved me. And the day that I got saved, went down to Kmart. I didn't know where else to go. I bought a Bible. I still have that same Bible to this day, by the way. It's the first Bible I learned first one I used in preaching, by the way. Still have that to this day. Notes and things. At first, when I got a Bible, I didn't know you can write in it, little notes and, you know, circle things. I thought you shouldn't do that. Learn. More than anything, Jesus says, come and learn of him. If you're weary and tired and so forth, come just at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. Of all that he's going to pour into you. Philippians 1:6, confident of this great Jesus, God that started a good work in you, he's going to carry it on. He's going to carry it on to completion to the very day of Christ. That's what's going to happen. He's going to carry it on. And that means he's dynamically operative and working in you. All of the sanctification is dynamic. The work to bring in the fullness, be filled to the measure of the fullness of God, Ephesians 3, right? Let the Word of God and Christ come and dwell in you richly. Being God's workmanship designed in Jesus to do the good works, powerful works, answers to prayer, salvation of lives, healing, deliverance, restoration, powerful things that he's prepared for us. I don't want to do somebody else's. I don't have somebody else's mission. I have God's mission, God's presence, power, and abilities, and so forth, to do that work. I don't want to do anything else. There's nothing greater to have to help others. That's just simply it. Learn. So learn. Keep learning. Every day, keep learning. Keep receiving of Jesus everything you can, and learning and growing and expanding. And what you don't know, just come to the Lord and ask and learn and dig in Scripture. Yield, and listen to the Holy Spirit. Point three, share. I mean, that's the idea of sharing with one another. Tell everybody else. Bring others into the battle, you know. And, that's part of what we do as brothers and sisters in the fellowship, including caring about people's clothing and food and needs and things like that. Fourth is, when I say share, too, that has the idea of exposing evil, dark. You know, tell all that's going on. So if you're going to be, especially in the sense of the mission, with a target of dealing with this very dark side, share about it, talk about it. Point four, fight. The concept, you know, Paul talks about at the end, we have fought the good fight. We finished it. And you know what he concludes in all of his, in his whole life as a believer and a servant and a missionary and his apostle? That the Lord stood by my side. Point five, be patient. That's Psalm 37. With time-wise, I'll leave for you to study that, Psalm 37. Be patient in that. Dwell in the land, you know, just trust and obey the idea. Well, point six, see the darkness and be alert. And below this, page 14, tremendous amount of content. Jump into it. Study, read, learn. Number seven, see the glory of God. I see a lot of the darkness, but every day, Jesus, the glory of God, the word of God, the truth, the joy of the Lord, and so forth. I want to be lost in him, not lost in the darkness. I'm going to confront the darkness, expel the darkness, expose the darkness, and help people get out of it. And then the eighth point I want you to have in the back of your mind, build a team. If it's just one other person anywhere in the world that you are, because here's my goal. As we write the training manual for SIU on how to do boots on the ground, then how to build a team starting with one or two others, maybe 10 others, and how that team can operate in so many powerful ways. The two things I wanted you to look at, two places quickly in Scripture, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. This is talking about the demon-worshipping king. Then he took his eldest son, who would have reigned in his place. He offered him as a burnt offering. In other words, he's doing a human blood sacrifice. You got to understand they were used to this. They were in depth on this. He did it upon the wall. and there was great indignation against Israel. Now, the words in Hebrew, great indignation, the word great is great, meaning huge, great, mammoth. Indignation, you have the idea of wrath, a fury, a frenzy. When the human sacrifice to appease the demons and to offer to the demons occurred, to the demon gods, then it's most likely, as the in Africa, and you read about the war gods. So the dark powers came upon the Moabites, soldiers, and they were able to then, in that battle, defeat Israel. A great frenzy, a great wrath came on them that flowed from the human blood sacrifice offered to a demon. Now, if you go to Revelation 12, get down there to verse 12. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath. Megas, megon, thermos, same concept. There is a pouring out, because he knows that he hath but a short time. They know this. See, this everything the dark side is doing is to try to save their tails, because they know they're out of time. You and I in the body of Christ, the gates of hell shall not prevail. I hope you understand, whether you go back from today's date, 2,600 years ago approximately to Kings, 2 Kings 3, or here, warning again to all militaries, I don't care if you're Russians or whoever, that if you take non-human presence and try to bring it into your technology, try to bring it into your soldiering, try to bring it into your in guiding and giving you enhancements in using you, you have set yourself up to be a Judas, and the end is the same. Akaldama. You will damn your military. You will damn your nation. You will open the doors to one of Satan's biggest, closest to the gate, the fronts of the gates of hell, the development of the troops of Antichrist. You can't get away from that, because it's being built even as, well, it has been, decades. And that's why I know some will be listening, some will be reconning, and I'm praying that God visit you like he did the king of Babylon, visit you in the most powerful ways, handwriting on the wall, warning to the elites, by God's grace, because he'd rather you not die and go to hell. Takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather you be saved. Come to Christ. Stretch out your hands, Father, to save and heal and deliver powerfully today. Ragged Edge Radio broadcast. This is Russ Dizdar. Keep us in your prayers. Thank you. Keep us in support. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Love you deeply in Jesus. Good night.